Welcome to the Everyday Board Game Podcast with Daniel.
And Daniel.
And this is our weekly Chits and Giggles show where we are going to be talking about a specific topic. And this topic came up because we were talking about Prospero Hall games and IP games, as well with our top movies, top 10 debate, or top 8 debate.
Top 8 there, buddy.
And basically the idea is we wanted to know, what movies would we like to be seen made into a board game? And there is a lot of users. We had so many comments on this, which has been fantastic. And we're going to go through as many as we reasonably can here in a moment, which we'll be talking about. But how did you approach the list? What do you see as good board games that are turned into movies turned into board games?
I just thought of good movies that I enjoy that I would make an interesting board game. Like I said, my number three on here is an interesting take for a board game because it's so different out of the box, but I had an idea how it could work. But other than that, I basically go with a mechanism that I think would work with the movie theme attached to it. So, for instance, it's one of my honorable mentions, but I'm going to go ahead and say it right now, is Alien. There is Aliens. You got encounters and stuff like that. But we both played Nemesis, which is basically Alien, the board game, but without. So I was thinking along that lines that if Nemesis actually had the Alien IP, it would make much more thematic sense for that game.
Right, yeah. And I thought of, when I was looking through my movies, of course, I went through all of my favorite movies of all time. I don't watch nearly as many movies as a lot of players or even as you. So, like, a lot of times I was like, ha, that's a great movie. Maybe that would be a good board game. And then I thought about it for more than half a second and thought, no, that would be probably a really dumb game. Like, one that came to mind was The Sandlot. I love the movie Sandlot. But, like, how would you make a game out of that? Like, what would the game be about? I don't actually know. So that was something that, like, I had to consider, is I had to pick games that movies that I thought really would make a game as well. So, and I have honorable mentions as well that I thought would be pretty good. But like, and I also considered at first games or movies that had games already made that weren't very good. Yeah. Like Labyrinth, for example, that game, not great. But I would love to see them actually make a game out of it. So,
especially if Prospero Hall gets attached to it.
Right, exactly. And yeah, so there's a lot of ways that you could make games out of it. So a lot of our viewers, I think, some of them felt the same way. They thought the very first comment that was made seconds after I made the post was Onward by Pixar.
Interesting story about that. Have you seen the movie Onward?
Yes.
The RPG that they play in the game Onward, yeah, they're actually turning into a tabletop RPG.
Which is awesome. Yeah, so like they know the idea. But I would totally play an Onward board game or an RPG based on it. Sure. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great IP. So I'll just jump down these comments real quick. The Matrix.
Interesting take. If you go into the actual comments there, they actually say that they're surprised Legendary hasn't come out with a, because he wants it as a deck builder, and Legendary hasn't come out with a deck builder version of the Matrix.
Yeah, you'd think it would, right? Princess Bride, there's actually just quite a few new ones that are out. Mrs. Doubtfire, which is
the
amazing.
The next one on that list I think would make actually a really good board game, and that's Gangs in New York. Basically an area control type game would work for that one.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but that would be pretty good. The Room.
I'm familiar with that movie. No, that was a joke.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's see here. Chronicles of Riddick, Mad Max, Mystery Men, Tank Girl, Wizards, Daywatch.
So, Chronicles of Riddick and or Mad Max series, I think, would make actually good board games. So, Mad Max, basically a post-apocalyptic... shoot 'em up, I guess you could make it. I don't know how you would do it. Chronicles of Riddick gives you that post-apocalyptic in space, so...
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't be a terrible one. TV show Outlander, Watership Down, Goodfellas.
No. Goodfellas would be another interesting one. Yep. The Lighthouse, I've heard of the movie, never seen it.
Right. We have Avatar from Justin Tichelli, Independence Day, Inception. That was one that actually popped into my head when I was thinking about this list.
Yeah, I like what he was saying there. He's not so sure how the theme would come out, but it's just the potential for crazy mechanics would be kind of cool.
Right, exactly. Xanadu, Escape from New York, Clue, which that was funny. I mean, technically, there is a board game made out of Clue.
Clue, based off the movie Clue.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the producers, the movie, you know.
And then you almost make it kind of like a legacy, so you have a chance of getting one of the five different endings in the game.
Right, that would be awesome. Let's see here. Final Destination would be interesting, or Men in Black. Men in Black is a cool pick.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty cool, especially for a dungeon crawl, as they said here.
Yeah, The Big Lebowski. I do like that movie. I don't know how it would be a game. Mad Max Fury Road, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles would be pretty fun. Money Heist, Stargate, SG-1. Motorball or from Battle, yeah.
So I haven't seen that movie, but there's a little like racing or something in there called Motorball. And so he would like to turn that into a miniatures game. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow, kind of like Time Stories is. Time Stories ish, like King Kong, Titanic, Avatar, Scooby Doo, Red Dawn.
That'd be an interesting one.
Starship Troopers. Yeah, that'd be fun. Ghost in the Shell. Let's see here.
That would be based more off the anime than the actual movie, because from what everything I heard about the movie, not so good. Warriors actually would be an interesting one. To be turned into a board game.
Yeah. Yep, Megaforce, there's Inception again, Seven, Rollerball, the Fifth Element, The Road Warrior, Total Recall, Percy Jackson, any books, not necessarily the movies, yeah. Appleseed, Bubblegum Crisis, Pat Labor.
I don't know how you would do a John Wick board game.
Yeah, I don't know either, but the next one, Super Troopers.
My favorite is by, after Super Troopers, Oscar Jose Unamuno?
Yep.
Willow. Multi-level, like Legends of Andor, with miniatures and cooperative, and then a series of games with fantasy-themed movies. Crawl, Beastmaster, that sort of stuff. But
right.
Willow, I like that idea.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, from what I've heard, it sounds like it would be a great one. I don't watch movies, don't give me that look. Barbarella, I Love Dogs, Kill Bill, Minority Report, Battle Royale, Interstellar, Fifth Element. Feel free to interrupt me if you agree on any of these. I can't tell what movie that is. It has Burt Reynolds.
Smokey and the Bandit, dude.
Smokey and the Bandit. All right. I don't watch movies. The Buccaneer. Waterworld. Ed Wood.
That would be an interesting game.
Fight Club.
Yeah, I guess with all those like Unmatched and Funko Universe, that could actually be a...
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. Like throwing in Fight Club fighters versus Golden Girls. let's see here. Phone Booth, Ravenous, Ready Player One.
Would be kind of cool. See, I would rather them make the book version of Ready Player One rather than the movie version of Ready Player One.
Right.
Because I've read the book and I've seen the movie, and the book is by far better because they don't have to worry about licensing.
Right. Then we have The Gamers 2, The Martian, When Harry Met Sally, Lawrence of Arabia. That would be cool. The Running Man, Time Bandits, Bright... Dude, Where's My Car? Dude, Where's My Car? Would be ridiculous, but kind of funny. I've never seen the movie, but yeah.
This the next one actually was on my short list. Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, yep. We're going to try and skip past the ones we've read already. Event Horizon. X
Bill and
movie
Ted would be an interesting one.
There is Bill and Ted already. By Steve Jackson, yep.
Okay, how about a better Bill and Ted game?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, the Bill and Ted I played wasn't amazing, but Prometheus, let's see here. Alone
Weekend
in the Dark.
Bernie's.
Final Fantasy, Weekend at Bernie's. Three meeples that are attached to each other at all times. Oh, that was a good one. Escape from New York, Stargate, Office Space.
That would be interesting, but this is such a funny movie.
Yeah, any movie by Miyazaki or Stand By Me. Yeah, I that was on my short list. It's like any movie by Miyazaki. I couldn't think of just one specific, but
yeah, no, I agree. Miyazaki movies are Gorgeous and great.
Yep. Bloodsport, Last of the Mohicans, Excalibur, Dark City, The Great Escape, Matrix Blade Runner, Dragon
Blade
Slayer.
Runner would be interesting, but I think there is a Blade Runner, at least a card game or something like that.
Yeah, I want to say there probably is. The Cube, Star Wars Holiday Special. Let's see here. Tropic Thunder, Prestige.
Human Centipede? No.
Nope. Alright, let's see here. Charlie Chan, Chinatown. Okay. Being John Malkovich. That'd be pretty funny.
Sharknado game? You already have Sharknado. It's in Smash Up. Just put the sharks and the tornadoes together.
Right, exactly. Highlander, Beastmaster, Pirates of the Caribbean, Interstellar, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That was on my short list. I just don't know how you would implement that into an actual game itself.
Right. Mortal Engines, Time Bandits, Pacific Rim, Run Lola Run, Tremors, which already pretty much has its own.
It has.
Here, give me one moment. We got to pause. Alright, sorry about that brief pause. Let's see here. Christmas Vacation, Dark City, Gattaca, Shawshank Redemption would be... Or something like a Prison Escape would be cool.
That would be neat.
Immortal Engines, Legend of Zelda game, Social Deduction, Blade Runner.
No.
And now Adventures in Babysitting. Primer would be ridiculous. Count of Monte Cristo.
Would be interesting.
Yes, I completely agree. Wreck-It Ralph would be fun. Let's see here. 1984. Yep. Onward. Chronicles of Riddick. Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Yeah. That would be good.
Westworld, but that's a TV series. And we'll eventually make a TV series that we want to make into board games later on.
Right.
I don't know if we want to follow that up 3 weeks in a row where we got board games, movies, and then TV shows.
Right. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Gremlins. The Goonies. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids would be fun. Yep. Jumanji. let's see here. Disney's Atlantis. Maltese Falcon would be weird.
It would be interesting, but I mean, there's already a lot of noir board games, so...
Right. Event Horizon, Zordaz. Let's see here. Percy Jackson. Indiana Jones. That was one that came up. Ender's Game.
Indiana Jones would be an interesting one.
Yep.
Ender's Game. That would be another interesting one, just because of the aspect of, if you've ever read the Ender's Game book or Ender series, it's an interesting take on sci-fi.
Yeah. Okay. Rambo, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
My issue with this Rambo, and there's another game that we were talking about earlier, how like the John Wick game, it would basically be like the Conan games where one person's playing them and they're like the superpowered, and it's just not fun for everybody else in the game.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Battlestar Galactica, which...
Yeah. Goonies.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's just silly, but... Alright, and then Maximum Overdrive, Zoo Warriors, and then I think that's it. Alright, those were the ones that immediately responded. Daniel, was any of those on your list?
No. A couple were on my short list that I were thinking about, but kind of along with my honorable mentions, I just don't know how they would implement it into a board game as such.
Right, right. One of them, only one person said my number two, and I'll talk about that when we get there. So I'll let you ponder on which one that is for my number two.
There's a lot to go through. I probably already forgot. I don't know what kind of movies you've watched anyways.
Yeah, well, it'll make sense once I say it.
For me, this list was actually kind of hard to make, because a lot of the stuff I'm into has board games and some really good ones. You got Thanos Rising from Marvel. There's a plethora of Star Wars games, so pick your poison on that.
Right.
DC, they're hit or miss with their board games, but there are some.
Yep. Yeah, like, and that was, since I don't watch many movies, like, all of my old favorites don't make sense as movies. Like, I thought Shaolin Soccer. That would be cool. Like, you know, soccer with martial arts insanity, you know? That would be fun, yeah. But I still try to take a pretty realistic look. But, let's talk about the honorable mention that you brought up earlier.
Yeah, so my first honorable mention, of course, I've already mentioned it earlier, is Alien. Or Aliens the Board Game, or just however you want to tie in the entire series into it. Prometheus. I forget what the most recent one is because that one isn't like. So, Nemesis is a great skin of it, and I think if you just put the Nemesis, make the Nemesis game with the alien theme, and it would be perfect. You want that, especially for that first movie. You want that tension of these things popping out and killing you and stuff like that, and everybody has their own objective. Because in the movie, spoiler alert. There's people who want to capture the alien, especially in Aliens 2. They want to capture the alien to study it, where other people are trying to destroy it because it's a killing machine. So I think that kind of works, that board game itself. So I really want a good board game. The card game, which is right there, works really well. It just, I wish I had an actual board with the minis and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. My first honorable mention... And you'll see why it's an honorable mention pretty quick. Because there is already... So, this is a movie that's a spoof of a lore that is already implemented into board games. And I'm talking Monty Python's Quest for the Holy Grail. I mean, it's King Arthur going for the Holy Grail. That's already been done in board gaming. But, man, if we put a Monty Python tone over it... Like, and made the whole thing just completely ridiculous. Holy hand grenade is one of your items, you know. Because before
what's that bunny called? I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, the evil monstrosity bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
See, what, behind the rabbit? It is the rabbit!
it's just a rabbit! Yeah, no, it's instantly quotable. That IP would be beautiful for a board game. So that was my first honorable mention.
Alright, so for my second honorable mention, and this one is where along the lines is like, I would like to see how they would implement this as a board game. Yep. Along the lines of, say, Anictophobia, where you're blind in this game. Whereas in this one, you're deaf, or you can't speak, or you can't make noise, and that's A Quiet Place.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
A Quiet Place was one of the best horror movies that came out recently. And the way they used sound in this movie was just unbelievable. And I really enjoyed it, and I want to see how they can implement that where you cannot make sound as you're trying to live your life through everyday needs. So, like, in the movie, they put sand on the trail this way to soften their footsteps. So they always have to walk on the sand. They can't make loud noises or they get attacked. I would like to see how they would implement it, kind of like Nyctophobia, where in this case you're blind and you're feeling around and trying to figure your way around. I think it would work this way, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that would be intriguing. I see what you mean by that. And my next honorable mention is another comedy of a terrible thing, but I don't think I've seen any games about flying an airplane without a pilot or landing it without a pilot, and that would be Airplane with Leslie Nielsen.
They mentioned Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, yeah, with Steve Martin. But no, I'm talking Airplane, the comedy. And I think that would actually make a lot of sense. First, you have a game that you can make really interesting mechanisms. Like, there is there's no pilots. You have to find somebody from there. It could be a multi-stage game, kind of like Jaws. You have to find somebody who can try to land it, and then hope, and then it's one player trying to land it while everybody else is trying to keep everybody calm. But if it's taken in such a light tone, like the movie, and have all the quotes and everything... then I think that would be really kind of an interesting... Like, if Prospero Hall made Airplane the board game, then it would be awesome.
Yeah, no, I get you on that.
Yeah.
So, you ready to get started into our top three apiece?
Sure. Do you want me to go first? Because yours probably make more sense than mine.
Probably, except for my number three, probably.
Okay. Then I'll go first. So, my first choice is a movie... about computer hacking. It's about two people. Has Angelina Jolie. Hackers, yes. I think Hackers is such a cool theme for a board game. And basically, like, imagine if you're just this new dude who happens to be really good at hacking computers, and you're causing mischief. You're hacking into these...
Android Netrunner.
I mean, no, that doesn't give me a feel. That Android Netrunner, yeah.
I want that campy style Hackers. I agree with you.
Yes.
It's just like, that's not how hacking works, but it's a fun movie. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I enjoy watching it.
It's almost more realistic to look at Super Troopers and just watching them say, enhance. You know, that's more realistic than how how that works. Yeah, exactly. But I would love to see a hacking themed board game that actually embraces the concept of like you're getting into these mainframes and messing with things and causing mischief, you know, to be part of this crew of elite hackers. That would be a phenomenal pick.
And the tagline has to be "Mess with the best, die like the rest."
Die like the rest, exactly. So I take it by this response, do you think that's a good pick?
It'd be interesting to see how it take it or do it. Again, it's one of those movies that I don't know how they would implement mechanic wise. So when I made this list, I went through mechanics, except for number three, where it's kind of tricky for me, but I have an idea how it would work.
Yeah.
It's just for me the mechanics. How would the mechanics work for the game?
Well, see, what I kind of envision is you're going around to different computer terminals that get locked out in different ways, and you're basically trying to level up and gain experience by your hacking skills to eventually get to the point where you're throwing down the other hacker and battling head to head with him. I think that'd be super cool, as you're frantically clicking away and neon colors are shooting past you for no reason.
And you gotta have those crazy colors.
Oh yeah.
That's in the movie.
Yeah, it's got to be super, super late 80s, early 90s style. Absolutely. So that was my number three.
Yeah, go ahead. Your first one, hackers. So for me, my number three, the one that is kind of like, I don't know how it would work, but I want to see it. One, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
That's also based off a book. But I want to see how it would work, and my implementation for this is basically a card game where you're playing cards, kind of like how when we discussed how Hocus Pocus worked for the thing, where you're trying to work with the other players to play down these cards. And this is A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Specifically, A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And the thing is with this implementation, you have basically three rounds per se, and it could be just a little filler card game that you could do. You have three rounds where you're working with the other members of your team, playing things that give Ebenezer Scrooge his feelings or his nostalgia, how it makes him feel in the past. So you want to raise his levels high in the past. In the present, you want to see how people treat him, so you kind of want to lower his expectations. This way he realizes how much of a jerk he is. Make him remember how much he enjoyed his life in the past and how much of a jerk he is in the present. And in the future, you kind of want to figure out which way is best to make him come to the realization that he needs to change his ways. And I think it would be an interesting card game implementation. Plus, we just need more Christmas games or just holiday games in general
right.
to play, especially during that period when you're around a lot of family.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe not this holiday, but that's beside the point.
Right, yeah, with current one aside, yeah, that's a really interesting idea. Like, I mean, you have three stages, past, present, and future, and you have to convince him on all of them.
Yeah.
That would be cool, actually. I dig that. That's a good choice.
Yeah, so again, it would be hard to implement, but I like the way you have to do the challenges and stuff. So certain cards will penalize you while other cards will actually make you in favor and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, so now my number two, which has already been said in the comments, only by one person, but I completely agree with him. I imagine this being a two-player game, and before I say the name of it, we've had a lot of games that have this theme on it, but the games are either incredibly simplistic and not very good, or they're the only other game that I have that's of this theme that's decent is much more complicated. It's like a heavy Euro, almost. And it's magic-themed, and I was thinking The Prestige.
I didn't even see that. I can't kind of scan glanced over that. But no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, two players. They're both competing magicians. They're trying to perform their own thing, rising up in that. I can see it being like a two-player tug-of-war, like, battling magician thing. I think that's a phenomenal theme that I don't see is utilized, and magic has been a theme in many games, but you have like garbage games like it's the magic game, which you have like little devices and they either do or don't work.
Yeah.
So you either completely botch it, and then you have like Illusio, which is an older game from Funforge. I think it's like the first game from Funforge where you're getting components to make the magic tricks, and it was a really bad set collection game. And then you have Tricurion now, which is, it's a heavy Euro game. I mean,
I heard it's actually pretty good.
it's a fantastic game for me and you. Like, you and I, like, we would play it and we'd have a blast, right? But an average gamer that's going to come into that because of Magic, there's no way. Like, that, it still is difficult to play. And so I haven't seen an actual magician-themed game that has, like, that nice family weight. And I think a Prospero Hall style, like, I'm doing the prestige thing, that would be really cool.
Yeah, so for me, it's a funny story. The Prestige is directed by my favorite director, Christopher Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have a single one of his movies on here just because they would be hard to implement into board games. Memento, Inception, Interstellar, Prestige, what was it, the other one? The Dark Knight. I mean, there's a lot of Batman games out there, but just specifically The Dark Knight or any of the Batman series of his would be intriguing.
Yeah, he definitely makes it on a new level, for sure.
Yeah.
So that was my number two pick. And I want Nikola Tesla in more board games.
I don't blame you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's what, Tesla and Edison, and then he's in...
He's in, like, the Steampunk Rally, I think, the racing one.
Yeah, there's another one that he's in. I'm trying to think of it. There's a dice game, Nations.
Nations, yeah. That's right.
So my number two pick is an interesting one. Not more so, just because there is a lot of games out there with this theme on it, and it's zombies.
Okay.
But my pick is Zombieland.
Haha, okay. All right.
And so I decided I wanted a funny zombie game because we don't really have that. So Shaun of the Dead would work here too. I just went with Zombieland because of the mechanism that I think would work for it is kind of like a tower defense style game where you and a bunch of group, kind of like Castle Panic, where you're trying to... Because if anybody's ever seen Zombieland or haven't, spoiler alert about to come here... at the very end, they're in that amusement park, and they're trying to fight off all those zombies. And I figured that part right there would make a great board game when you're doing the tower defense, where you're trying to survive, you're trying to conserve your animals, but you're trying to take out waves and waves and waves of zombies. So I think that would be a cool tower defense-style game with a great IP attached to it.
Yeah, like you had Twinkies to regain health.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think with all the zombie games that we have out there, we don't really have a good comedy zombie game, and we need something like that.
Yeah, not really. Run, Fight, or Die is like the closest one that I can think of.
Yeah, but it's just straight up zombies, waves of zombies, and tower defense. I think this one along the lines of, you could do more of like a Castle Panic style where you're defending yourself on like the amusement park, trying to shoot all the zombies that you can, and like the big ogre type monster is the clown zombie.
There you go. Oh yeah, that would be pretty good. I like that. All right.
And then it's easy because it's co-op. You got four players, which means you're one of the four characters. You're either the Woody Harrelson, the Eisenberg, or the Emma Stone, or the Breslin characters.
Yep.
Wichita, what is it? Wichita, Omaha. No, Wichita, Little Rock. What is Woody Harrelson's? Jacksonville.
I don't remember. It has been too long since I've seen it. I want to rewatch it before I watch the second one now. So I remember I liked it a lot.
I own both of them, so
yeah.
The wife really likes them, so.
Well, there you go. That's a good excuse. All right.
Speaking of movies, before you get into your number one, uh-huh. I just bought Back to the Future, the trilogy, on digital.
Nice.
Just because we were talking about Back to the Future, the board game, and I'm like, oh, they're on sale. I'm buying these.
Yeah, and how excited we are for the upcoming board game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks, all it right. Looks awesome.
Go to your number one.
My number one is, this movie is prime for, it's also my favorite movie of all time. So, if you happen to know what that is, then you'll know what it is.
Okay.
It's already, and I think you probably know what it is, but it's already pretty much, you could make a game out of it. Like, there's so many games that are similar. It's a medieval fighting zombies game. They don't even call them zombies. Humorous, absolutely absurd, with the most over-the-top protagonist. Take a guess.
Army of Darkness.
Absolutely. Think about that. It would be a medieval style game. I imagine something similar to like Queen's Gambit or something like the Star Wars one. You have Ash, the guy with the chainsaw arm, hacking down all of them. You have like the main boss battle. You're trying to hold off the deadites that you caused. You know, it's so good while protecting the Necronomicon. I think that would be awesome. Like, they were on the right path when they made Evil Dead 2, right? Because I think Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness all have completely different licenses. Like, they're from different, like, publishers or something. So, Evil Dead 2 is a lot easier to get a license for than Evil Dead 1, apparently. But Army of Darkness, I haven't heard anybody bring that up, and I think that'd be a perfect
co-op game. It's funny, when it comes down to that, with Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, I prefer Evil Dead 2 over Evil Dead 1. It's because it's more campier. Evil Dead is trying to be too serious, where Evil Dead 2 is a little bit more of the campy comedy style. And then Army of Darkness just jumped the shark. They're like, yeah, this is where we're going, and I love it. I do enjoy that movie, and I think that'd be an interesting board game. Yeah. But I like the fact that both of us had chose the zombie-style game. Right. Both of us are kind of sick and tired of zombies.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, I haven't... like. Every zombie game now that has a chainsaw in it has Army of Darkness to thank.
Yeah.
That's why they have chainsaws in it.
Because everybody references Army of Darkness because it's a cult classic for a reason. It's such a funny movie. I haven't watched it in a while. Watching it today is kind of hilarious just because of the claymation and the CG and all that.
Right. Exactly. They did good with what they could, but oh man, yeah, that movie is just so over the top. It's instantly quotable. It's underrated as far as, you know, non-cult movie followers, but yeah, I think that would be one of the best board. I would, if that was on Kickstarter, I'd back it in a second. Of course, just for the IP, but knowing like what everything that IP has to offer, I think could come out in a board game, hands down. It would be amazing. So that's my number one pick, Army of Darkness.
I enjoy that. That's a good pick. My number one pick is some of that 80s, 90s cheesiness type action movies back in the day. And fun fact, there's actually two styles of ways you can play this game, and I'm going to mention both ways that you can do this. So, what's up?
We're good.
Okay, so there's a campaign style, and then there's a hidden movement, or a hidden person, like Fury of Dracula style.
Keep describing it. I'm going to see if I can guess it. I mean, a hidden person...
So it's actually a series of movies. I think one of the more recent one, Part of the Line, came out a year or two ago. And it was a big movie. In fact, one of the big 90s action stars got his start in this movie.
Wait, so this is part of a trilogy, you said? Or part of a series?
Part of a series, yes.
Part of a series, okay.
Big action star got his start in this movie, in this franchise. And there might be a board game for it, but not along the lines of where I'm talking about here. So this is the style of board games that I want for it. There is, let me see, let me think in my head. 6 of these movies.
It's not Fast and Furious, right?
No.
No, because there's like 10 of those.
I think it has like 9.
There's 6 of them.
Yeah, it started, I believe, in 84 or 85. The second one came out in like... maybe it was 87. The next one came out in 92, 93. The third one came out in 99. The fourth one came out in the mid-2000s. The fifth one came out like 2010, 2011. And the most recent one came out a couple years ago.
It's not Star Trek, right?
No.
Okay. Huh. No, just go for it. I'm drawing a blank.
Terminator.
Okay. Yep. Terminator.
And so there's a couple ways you can do this. I think a campaign style would work very well with it, especially since you have a whole lore that you can go with, where you're opening things and trying to prevent Skynet from sending the Terminators, while you're still fighting the Terminators coming back in time, trying to destroy your characters. Terminator 3, where in that one, they're not trying to kill John Connor, but they're trying to kill all his lieutenants while they're kids in the 90s, and his wife, or his future wife and stuff like that. So they're sit back there, and you could do that campaign style where you're just a group, John Connor, Sarah Connor, and a group of them trying to kill the Terminators or prevent them from capturing your lieutenants as well. So campaign-wise works. I would prefer it more as the Fury of Dracula style, the hidden movement game, a la Jaws and stuff like that, where one person is playing the John Connor, Sarah Connor, whichever like people you want to play in that world, and you're trying to set traps and avoid and destroy Skynet while the Terminators are sent back in time trying to hunt you down and trying to find you in the world and stuff like that in the lore. So I think that would make an interesting concept for Terminator, because that's what you get in the movies. It's a Terminator in the first one. He's sent back to destroy and kill Sarah Connor before she can have John Connor. And so that's your whole thing. Your job as a Terminator is to go after them. And this way you could kind of fudge it a little and like have multiple players play like three or four different Terminators while one person is John Connor, a la Spectre Ops. Is the best way to describe it as Spectre Ops, is where you're actually the good guy that's in hiding and the bad guys are the ones that are hunting. And I think that would work perfectly for the Terminator franchise.
Oh, yeah. Would you want to? You said you wanted to see this as a campaign game?
So it could either be a campaign game or a hidden betrayer. So I could see it as two forms. I think the hidden one, hidden movement game, would be a lot better than, say, the campaign style. But there is a way I think you can make it a campaign style.
Yeah, definitely. Like a legacy game where you know all of the... If you've seen all the movies, you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. But I think the hidden movement one is a lot easier to deal with, especially since... If you do the first movie, you're just Sarah Connor, and she's trying to run around and protect her safety, and she's got she gets help and stuff like that. The second movie would actually build itself better for the hidden movement, just for the simple fact that you're John Connor trying to say he's a teenager, so maybe not so much power, but you also could be Sarah Connor, and what they're trying to do is go around and stop the formation of Skynet by breaking into Dianite or whatever and destroying the pieces and the chips that caused the rise of Skynet and stuff like that.
Very cool. Yeah, that's three fantastic picks, man, on your end. Good job. Yeah, I agree with Terminator, though. I haven't seen anything with Terminator in it, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's been video games that haven't been all that great, so I want to see at least one game be a good implementation.
Right. I know, like, and we can wish for, like, sure, they made a licensed game of this, but, you know, it wasn't Prospero Hall or Fantasy Flight, so therefore, or Gale Force 9.
It was Milton Bradley, mass market version of it.
Yeah.
A la Labyrinth and stuff like that.
Right. I'm not going to lie. There was one pick that I was thinking about including that it was a cheat. It was going to be based off the movie Serenity.
Yeah.
With, you know.
I thought about that one, too. Yeah. Don't feel bad, because I love Firefly. Firefly is one of my favorite TV shows.
Yep.
And Serenity is actually one of my favorite movies. There's other games that I was thinking that made my short list. I'm trying to think of them off the top of my head because I didn't write them down. But like the Christopher Nolan movies, a Deadpool
game,
just Deadpool, not like the reskin stuff like that, an actual Deadpool board
game. Right, making a board game based on Tiger King.
No.
Oh, it's a dumpster fire.
Another good one would have been like Star Trek. But that's more of a TV show. And
right.
So I was thinking, I know they have a bunch of them, but I kind of want that exploration. I mean, they could make an amazing Star Trek game, campaign style, legacy style, where the choices you make in that game can affect the overall Federation and stuff like that, whether you make it next gen or the original series where you're fighting the Klingons and the Romulans and stuff like that.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, that would be awesome. Yeah, I mean, right now, currently, the best implementation we have is something like Star Trek Panic or, I mean, Star Trek 5-Year Missions, I've heard is okay.
Yeah,
I haven't played it.
Yeah, same with me, but I want a legacy or a campaign style.
Right.
This way, you get that exploration feel in Star Trek.
Yep,
where you're the Enterprise, so each, like, if you're playing a four-player game, all about Pandemic, Legacy... You could be Kirk, I could be Spock, someone could be Bones, and someone else could be Scotty or something like that.
Yeah. And speaking
We all have our own special powers as we're exploring and opening things. So if we did something over in this sector, it does overarching thing in the overall story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be a phenomenal... Because they have a lot of source material that they can go off of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot.
A lot of source material. Speaking of, like, games that have been implemented, or movies that have been implemented into games, let's talk Villainous real quick before we go. And that's because every one of their expansions, they kind of add in, they add in three villains, and we're noticing a trend that the first villain is kind of, like, from the classic
like the Snow Whites, in this case, the most recent one is Pete, and then you have like the Silver Age, which is like the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then you have the more current ones, which is the 90s and
2000s. 90s and 2000s, and then, yeah, then you have like modern, you know. So, if I had to guess, I was thinking about this the other day, I think what the Silver, or the Golden Age, the 90s,
so the 90s is the new era. So the Golden Age is the oldest ones.
Okay.
The Silver Age is the 70s, 80s, and that era.
It's more like 80s, 90s, right?
No, I think the Silver Age is considered the 50s and 60s.
Okay. Because I'm thinking like the 80s, 90s revitalization of movies.
The way they describe it, if I remember correctly, yes, the revitalization was the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
The way they describe Golden Age is when Walt Disney was attached to them, and the Silver Age is the films that were coming out after Walt Disney passed away.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that makes sense. And the revitalization is the 80s, 90s, all the Little Mermaid and stuff like that.
Yep. And then you have the modern stuff that's like in the last couple decades now that it's hitting like the 3D style, and but it's still gaining traction. I was thinking about this. I think if the next expansion, I'm just going to assume what I think it's going to be. And we're just going to speculate here. You ready? What do you think is going to be like the revitalization character? I think it's going to be the Huns from Mulan.
It would say it would be the Huns because they have a tendency to tie in what movie is coming out, because Scar got the expansion when The Lion King was coming out. So I can totally see the Huns being the ones, because Mulan should be coming out. It should already have been out, but I think they pushed it back.
Yeah.
So I could see it being the Huns. I can also see for the revitalization, there is supposed to be another one that I could see Gaston from Beauty and the Beast being in there as well for the revitalization.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Gaston would definitely be one of them. Wow. What about the Silver or the Golden Age? Do you think...
Well, some of the older ones, okay, so they've already done Maleficent, which is Sleeping Beauty. They've already done the Evil Queen, which is Snow White. Mm-hmm. I can see Chernabog from Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was thinking Mad Madam Mim from Sword in the Stone.
I could see her too, but she's more Silver Age than she is Golden Age.
Yeah, true.
Trying to think which other ones classics they've done. Snow White, I guess you can make the Hunter from Bambi, but it doesn't really work because he's not really in there other than when he shoots the bomb.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, if you haven't seen it, sorry. Yeah. Redacted spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I it's harder for me for the Golden Age because they've already done like the major ones. They've done Maleficent. They've done Sleeping Beauty. They've done. Yeah, what are the golden ones? I guess the evil stepmother from Cinderella is the one that could be a big one.
Yep.
I mean, Cruella de Vil was the most recent one. She was from like the Silver Age, the 101 Dalmatians. Right. I can see the butler from Aristocats being one.
Yeah.
But I told the wife, and they haven't done it yet, and I'm feeling they're going to do like this, their own version of this. And I was telling her, I could see Pixar, Monsters, Inc., the boss of Monster, Inc., being one of them, and having Randall as one of his lackeys.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, and I mean, what DreamWorks movies do nowadays would work for that? I mean, Brave was one of them.
Pixar, you mean?
Oh, what, didn't they use Brave for one of them?
No, they haven't. They haven't used any Pixar films.
There was a newer movie, fairly recently.
Most recent one that I can think of off the top of my head was Tangled, but that is still
Tangled.
Disney.
That's what I meant.
That's still Disney productions. Pixar is their own studio, and Disney Art is the revitalization. Tangled was one of the first ones. Frozen is another one. Big Hero 6 is another possibility because that's Disney productions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, Big Hero 6. I'm not as familiar with that. I saw that one, the futuristic one. Meet the Robinsons, maybe?
Yeah, that is Disney, so that could possibly be in there. And like I was telling my wife, it would be kind of hard for them to implement Pixar movies in there because Pixar doesn't really go the normal. There are some.
Yeah.
But they don't normally go the whole normal villain route. They really deal more with like emotions and
yeah,
that sort of stuff, because off the top of my head, I can think Monsters, Inc. Would be one. A Bug's Life would have another, would be the other that have a villain.
Oh, yeah, Sid, the cricket.
Toy Story.
Yeah. I and actually I thought Chef from Ratatouille. Inside Out would have been an amazing board game adaptation.
Actually, yeah, I didn't even think of that one, but yeah, that would be a good one. Especially when you have a game like Pursuit of Happiness, I think it would work well for like Inside Out, where you're trying to learn to cope with your emotions and change and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And I think that would be a great like children's game, like how Stuffed Fables is, where you're going through these dreams, and then after you're done with that scenario, you talk it out with your kids and tell them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think that implementation for like an Inside Out game would be amazing.
Yep. Yep, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
But, and there were some games on my short list, like Godzilla was on my short list that I wanted to play.
But then we...
They're coming out with one. Yep. We just saw it.
Prospero Hall, coming to save the day, hopefully.
Okay, what time is it?
It is 10 minutes till 2, so I think that's about time that we can wrap this up. This was a fantastic discussion. Let's talk about later this week and next week for our topics. Coming up in 2 days, we are going to be having our top 8 debates. And if I'm not mistaken, as we're flipping through pages games. Here, Rio Grande games. So let me.
So in that one, our top 8 is number 1 seed Puerto Rico versus the number 8 seed Carcassonne. Number 3 seed Underwater Cities versus the 6 seed Stone Age. The number 4 seed El Grande versus the 5 seed Dominion. And the number 2 seed Power Grid versus the number 7 seed Raw.
Very good. And as far as next week, we have Monday on our board game breakdown. Let me write this down.
We are doing Stefan Feld.
All right. Board game breakdown. We are going to be talking about Stefan Feld games because you and I have played
quite.
Yeah, enough where we could probably do a top 8, but just barely.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have honorable mentions for that because I don't think we've played enough games.
Right, exactly. I think so, I own 8 total.
By Friday, you will hear what our next topic is for the Chits and Giggles part of this our podcast here. We're going to work on that off air.
Okay.
And if we'll see you, I guess, Friday for the top 8 debate. If you need to get in contact with us, it's at Everyday Board Games. 2020@gmail.com. You can find the re-uploads of these videos at Everyday Board Games 2020 on YouTube. And that's about it. So, you want to take us out?
Yep. As always, I have been Danny.
And Daniel.
And thank you so much for joining us on our Chits and Giggles episode. Tune in next time to hear us discuss even more and join in on the discussion on Facebook and all of the ones that Daniel listed as well. So, with that being said, you guys have a wonderful day and thanks for tuning in.
Good one.